May the 1st, happy May Day. Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at these names of God. We're in the New Testament, and we're looking at the name of Jesus that you're going to be really familiar with. You ready? Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain. This is from Acts chapter 2, verse 36. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and, here's our word, Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. When Jesus was crucified, the disciples abandoned him and hid out in a room, fearing that they would be the next to hang on a cross. But the Holy Spirit changed everything. On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit came and empowered the forlorn disciples. Crowds in Jerusalem for the Passover gathered to hear their words, and Peter let them know that they had crucified the Christ. In biblical times, oil was the staple of life. It was used for lighting, for cooking, sometimes for medicine, for cosmetic purposes, hygiene, hospitality. Oil served as a symbol of wealth and joy. It could also be used to set apart people for God's purposes. High priests were anointed with oil when they took office. The prophet Samuel anointed David as king. So in the New Testament, Jesus is called the Anointed One 530 times. The Anointed One. In Greek, that name is Christ, the Anointed One. In Hebrew, that name is Messiah, the Anointed One. Jesus was not only anointed with oil, but also with the Holy Spirit at his baptism. He didn't come to be an earthly king who would deliver Israel from their enemies. Jesus came to deliver people from their sins. That's why he's called the Messiah, or the Christ, the Anointed One, set apart from eternity to deliver us from our sins. Jesus the Christ. Father, thank you for sending your Son, the King of Glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to die on the cross for my sin. Thank you for your heavenly kingdom built for me to live in eternity. I thank you, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.